It's been a hard road for President Harry Rajan Ariman Pianin since he was elected in December 2013. He has not had parliament on his side as he has tried to move the country forward. And some politicians fear that one of his major political moves, reconciliation of the country, is in jeopardy following the Tuesday night vote against him. Manohisoa Rakoto Mahanin, the spokesman for former President Mark Ravalomanan's collective GTT party, worries that this could derail all the work accomplished on the reconciliation.
These are bad news for the country. This goes against political stability, one of the keys to the development of Madagascar. Under the current regime, efforts toward national reconciliation have been implemented. For instance, the outcome of the recent conference between the former and the current president gave good hope that Madagascar will finally find the way through reconciliation.
But the situation is not quite so clear, says Paul Melly, a journalist and associate fellow for the Africa program at Chatham House in London. This was Parliament's way of dealing with the situation before the tables are turned.
It's driven by the fact that the reconciliation process that recently took place recommended the dissolution of all institutions except the presidency. They basically suggested there should be a clean slate, if you like, for the Madagascar political process, and that this would leave the head of state in place, but parliament would be dissolved and there would be new elections. There's a question, if you like, about the legitimacy of the reconciliation conference because participants weren't elected democratically through some sort of formal process.
President Rajan Ariman Pianin has been accused of putting the church in state affairs and not of supporting the constitution. Spokesman Rakoto Mahanin says that he has received reports that although 125 lawmakers voted, not everyone was present for the vote, saying that this whole process is unconstitutional.
We are giving too much credit to this impeachment. Regarding the impeachment itself, there are many signs that it has been done in breach of the Constitution. Witnesses indicated that the deputies present at the vote were only 80. One under the Constitution, 125 votes are requested. So we shouldn't give too much credit to this impeachment, and chances are very high that the High Constitutional Court will reject the impeachment.
But Melly says that problems can be traced back to immediately after the elections. Raj Onariman Pianin was originally part of the Razowel camp, former non-internationally recognized transitional president Andry Razowel. But once elected, Raj Onariman Pianin tried to reunite the country by reaching out to former political foe Ravalomanan.
By the president's attempt to create his own new independent political base, he is in fact antagonized Razowel, if you like, by reaching out to former President Ravalomanan. So he's turned the tables on all the traditional alliances, and this has produced an extraordinarily unstable political situation where the loyalties of members of parliament more or less up for sale. Key votes have often been won. For example, in one case, a vote was passed because the government handed out deputies free tablet computers to secure their votes. In another case, they said they wouldn't vote through key measures unless they were given four-wheel drive vehicles. So this has created a climate of bargains and instability rather than any sense of a proper agenda.
While everyone will agree Madagascar is dealing with a major political crisis, the dispute remains whether this latest problem will blow over as the Constitutional Court refuses to recognize the MP's impeachment process, or whether Madagascar will be thrown into major political instability again.